current affairs with an Islamic perspective, an alternative to the mainstream narrative, establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome to News Right Now, the massacre of Ghouta. We're talking about the massacre of Ghouta with a very heavy heart and teary eyes. How can any Muslim watch the destruction and carnage and not feel pain? How can any Muslim watch the pain and suffering and not feel agony? How can any Muslim watch the merciless death and mutilation and not feel disgust? The pictures are heartbreaking. The videos are horrifying. The audios are blood-curdling. The screams of the children, the dread of the elderly, the pain of the sick and injured, the fear of the weak. All innocent victims of this barbarism, of this man-made hell on earth. The hysterical, indiscriminate bombing, the blast that knocked down buildings, the shrapnel that pierces through metal. The price of a loaf of bread has risen to 1,500 Syrian pounds, which virtually assures starvation because no one can afford it. The filth of human waste, the collapsing of stone and steel, the rubble of buildings, the suffocation of the smoke and dust, the lack of basic medical supplies like even clean bandages to treat the wounded, the broken bones that pierce through skin, the torn flesh that hangs off the limbs, the burnt skin that scars the living and diseased, the mutilated, crushed, mangled bodies, the starvation of children who scream for even a bite of food, the foul stench of death. Facts and figures don't do justice to the pain and suffering in all of Syria, and Ghouta in particular. Saying that 700 people died in 3 months doesn't do justice to the gravity of the situation. Saying that 200 people died in 2 days of bombings cheats the people who have lost their lives. Saying that this is the massacre of the century barely describes what is happening in human terms. Humanitarian aid can't even get through. If, by the grace of Allah, they survive the bombing, they wait to die of starvation or disease. Their flesh rots, their wounds fester, their bodies wither, and they die alone. All this pain and suffering and carnage while the world watches. Russia uses Syria as its killing field, unleashing weapons and testing them on innocent people while claiming to target the quote-unquote terrorists. For all of its talk, the US has allowed this to happen. Even when Bashar al-Assad used chemical weapons on his people, President Obama didn't make good on his red line threat. To contrast, they launched a war in Iraq in 2003 due to the mere threat of the existence of chemical weapons. Yet Bashar uses them openly and the world does nothing. In fact, Bashar the butcher in Syria remains in power. Iran's army and militia has overrun Syria and tarnished the blessed revolution of Sham, a revolution ready to completely change the system, not just change the faces. Turkey sits there with the most powerful army in the region, and rather than ending the suffering by moving its army and swiftly halting the tyranny of Bashar, it busies itself with fighting the Kurdish forces in the north of Syria. Egypt sits not far and could easily end the oppression in Syria. The Jordanian army is nearby and could come to the aid of the oppressed. Every government in the region bears responsibility for the suffering and chaos in Syria today. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَمَا لَكُمْ لَا تُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَالْمُسْتَضْعَفِينَ مِنَ الرِّجَالِ وَالنِّسَاءِ وَالْوِلْدَانِ الَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ ربنا أخرجنا من هذه القرية الظالم أهلها واجعل لنا من لدنك وليا واجعل لنا من لدنك نصيرا.
And what is wrong with you that you do not fight in the way of Allah and the oppressed from the men and the women and the children who say, Our Lord, remove us from this town whose leaders are oppressors. and make for us from you an ally, and make for us from you a helper. Is this verse not addressed directly to those with the authority, capability, and power to answer the calls of the oppressed? Is this call not addressed to those governments who could, if they willed, terminate the aggression? Is this call not addressed to those with the military might to end the suffering once and for all? Seeing no move or urgency from those in authority, it is incumbent upon us all to urgently demand that the Muslim governments use their power to end the pain of the Muslims in Syria by moving against Bashar the Butcher. They cannot be allowed to remain deaf, dumb, and blind any longer. Ultimately, we must work openly and boldly for the re-establishment of the Khilafah that will use its military, diplomatic, and humanitarian resources to respond to the Ummah's crisis and ensure nothing like the horror of Al-Ghouta ever happens again. Jazakumullah khairan for joining us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Current affairs with an Islamic perspective. An alternative to the mainstream narrative. Establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.